I've played Marley, I've played narrator, I've done several different things in different productions of A Christmas Carol, so I've been able to watch other people tackle the role. I simply really haven't been old enough before now to play him, and I finally am old enough to, and I think it takes a little bit of life experience to be able to begin to understand and empathize with him, where he is and where he goes by the end of this journey. So for me, he's a man who, by the time we meet him, he is a man who is truly on the verge of non-existence. And he is in the perfect place in his life to be visited by this old friend in the form of Jacob Marley, to give him this chance of redemption. Yet Jacob Marley, the ghost, had visited him earlier than the moment that he visits him, it wouldn't have worked. If he'd tried to visit him later, I think Scrooge would already be dead. It's just a perfect moment in time, and he's finally ready to make something happen for himself. That, to me, is a key to him.
Jeff, what do you and Julia consider that you most want Allison and Jack to get from you as theater professionals and from this experience with Christmas Carol?
Well, I think they've already gotten it. Frankly, I truly believe that the theater is a beautiful place to raise children. I think that lots of times people have just the opposite opinion, but it's usually because they just don't realize that the theater is filled with people, both artists in terms of actors, but also scenic designers, staff, others who are committed to something that they feel passionate about. And they're committed to it, and they have the courage to go for it, even though they may or may not make a living at it. They're doing it because they truly believe they have to do it. And Allison and Jack have been able to be around people who have made those choices all of their lives, not just Julie and myself, but an entire company of other folks. And there's something extraordinary, frankly invaluable, about that in terms of what you choose to be your guiding star in life. And I think they've already found that, and that's a pretty beautiful thing to see.